Hello. Come on in, everybody. Sorry, I had to run to the bathroom real quick. I had a coaching call right before this. So, okay, I see you, Judith. Let me bring you up. Bring Coach Judith up. She is amazing. She's going to be in the chat. So you all look for her. She's going to be typing in all caps. So let me bring her up to panelist. And all right, here she is. Let me pin myself so I can see myself. All righty, there we go. How is everybody doing on this? It's a little rainy here in Arkansas. So I am Coach Betsy. Let me change my name real quick. All right. I'm Coach Betsy. A lot of y'all know me, but some of y'all might be new, and I want to welcome y'all to NoBS. This is the monthly planning and assessment call. Yeah, be sure your chat is set to everyone in the chat so everyone can see your chat, because that's the purpose of chat, for us all to chat together, not just you and me and Judith. So welcome, Celeste. This is her first time using Zoom and her first call ever. I love it. You are in the right place. So, all right. Well, let's get started and talk about just I'll kind of do a few little announcements. I've got my handy dandy notes here and pull them up real quick. And so, speaking of new, if you all are new, welcome, welcome, welcome to NoBS. I have been around forever. I'm Coach Betsy. I've found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board back in 2006, 2007, and the rest is history. I never left, never left her side after that, because I always say I knew there was something special about her, and that was before she started NoBS and everything. So I'm so I just love that about me. I knew there was something special about her. So, and now I've been working with NoBS for several years, and I oversee our private coaching program, and I have lots of private coaching clients. Probably some of them might be here in this call and say hi if you want to. And Coach Judith is also a private coach here at NoBS. She just put in the link, our link to our private coaching program, if that's something that you might be interested in. And there's actually a link on that page to send a question about private coaching. If you go through the page and you have any further questions, you can send me a little message and I will send you a video message back to you. So I would love to talk to y'all on video, and then you'll get an email from me. So if y'all have any questions about how private coaching works. And again, I want to welcome all of the newbies, we like to call y'all jump starters, that have just joined us in the last few months, but also just any new members that we have. And so right now, I want you all to definitely still focus on finishing the NoBS weight loss course, okay? And Judith can put the link to the course. But even if you are just still in module one, even if you haven't started module one yet, we always say, and I know sometimes y'all don't believe us, but it's really true. You are never behind in NoBS. Everything is self-paced. Everything is going to be there forever, unless we choose to retire it and create something new. But the NoBS weight loss course is going to be there forever. And so has everybody moved over into our main Facebook group? Because I know that our Jumpstarters group is going to be closing in the next couple of days. So y'all move on over and join all of us in there. We are ready and just loving seeing y'all in there. So yeah, so it's exciting for our new members to for us all to be together. It's like high school. I always think of it like the freshmen are joining us in high school. So yeah, so be sure you are definitely finishing the NoBS weight loss course. What we're going to be talking about today is monthly planning and assessment. And so let's just jump into that. I'm going to be showing y'all my worksheet that I filled out for last month and then for November. Yeah, and then I'll maybe kind of do a few more announcements at the end of the call. So let's go ahead, and Coach Judith has put the link to the monthly planning and assessment page. So with our new planner kind of redesign recently, we have made this so simple for us. So it's all in one page. When you are doing monthly planning and assessment, it's just one page, and you plan the month and you assess the month, and then you plan the next month. And so I love it that it's just short and sweet and to the point. And so, yeah. And by the way, if any of y'all have any questions, I see that we've got one question in the Q&A. Feel free to ask any questions in the Q&A. And then if anyone is interested in later in the call coming on with me and going through your monthly planning and assessment page, you can go ahead and raise your hand. And if we have time, we can do a couple people. But I got the gift of gab, y'all. So I might just talk a lot. We'll see. I get on these calls and I just don't want to get off because I just love being on here with y'all. So, okay, let me look at this one question first, and then I will share my worksheet. Do you complete the monthly planning on the first of each month or every 4 weeks? I.e., are there 12 months or 13 times 4 weeks monthly in a year? You can do it either way. Most of us do it, you know, at the beginning of the month and at the end of the month. But if you want to go by weeks, you can absolutely do that. There is no rule. There is no wrong way. There is no right way. There is just whatever way works for you. But here's what I want you to focus on is that I don't want you to get into overwhelm. I don't want you to think there is a right way and you don't know what that is, right? All of our tools, all of our resources inside NoBS are there for you to make your own, and you make up your own rules. I know that a lot of you all come into NoBS and you're coming from past diets, right? You're coming from diet mentality and diet trauma, and you're looking for rules to follow, right? You're looking for us to tell you exactly what to do. But as NoBS women make their own decisions. NoBS women decide what to do and what works for them. And that is just an amazing skill that I've learned since I've been around here forever, is that I don't want to wait for someone else to tell me what to do. I want to decide what to do and what's best for me. And I want to learn to trust myself and my own decisions. That's really something big that I'm learning right now, or that I'm working on, is just to learn to trust myself. And so that's what we want for all of you too. So you can do it either way. Either way. All right. So, okay. Thank you, Judith, for getting that question out of there. But if y'all have any other questions as we go along, just feel free to put them in the Q&A box, and put them in the Q&A box instead of the chat, just so I can see them. And, you know, Judith, if you want to answer anything real quick, go ahead, but you can save some questions for me to answer too, if y'all have any questions. All right. Let me share my screen. Actually, let me first. Y'all, my computer looks like Corinne. She's always talking about how she's got a million tabs open and windows open. So let me share my screen. All right. Okay. Let me pull the chat out. Let me pull the Q&A out. All right. Do y'all see my monthly plan and assessment for October? Do y'all see it on the screen? And Becky is still looking for the worksheet. Yes, it is on the NoBS site, Becky, under worksheets, under the worksheets page. Coach Judith, put that link in there one more time. Let me change my chat to everyone, even though I'm probably not going to do anything in the chat, but put the link in there one more time. But yes, that's a great question, Becky, just for you all to know in the future, or just, we always like to, actually, you know what? Let me bring up the website first. Because I want to show y'all where this worksheet is. Ooh, hold on. Doo, doo, doo. My computer is, okay. Do y'all see now the website? Y'all see the NoBS website? Let me know in the chat. Chat's not coming through. Yes. Okay. Thank you. So let me first show y'all where this worksheet lives. So it lives actually in a couple of different places on the website. So let's first go to the planner page. So we go over here, y'all. I'll just do this so quick now since I've been around for so long that, Okay. So actually, let me close this. Okay. First off, let's go back to the site. I just get so excited, y'all. So, all right. So this is our website. And so y'all see over here on the left-hand side, and Becky, if you're on your phone, you will probably need to go up to the three little, we call it the hamburger, it's the three little lines up the, at the top of the website if you're on your phone, and you will see our menu. Now, on the website, on a computer, it's over on the left side, and you will click on Planner, Podcasts, and My Extras, and then you will go down to the No BS Planner. And so this is the No BS Planner page. And so this is one place where you can find all these worksheets we're talking about, all these things that are associated with your monthly planner. And so you'll see here that it has the No BS 30-day planner, like the whole thing with all the pages. But then what's so amazing is that we've divided out all of the individual pages down here. And so the monthly planning and assessment is one of those. I'm going to click on it and show that to y'all. So this is the worksheet. This is what it looks like. So it is available there, but it's also available in one other place because I always am wanting to let people know about the worksheets page. So if you go over here to the menu and you go down to self-study resources and you go down to helpful worksheets, this page, y'all, is a freaking goldmine of all kinds of amazing resources that we have here inside No BS. And so you can also get to the planner page from this page. It also has our No BS program guide and like all the worksheets that are associated with the No BS weight loss course, all the things, discovery worksheets. But if you go down here, you will see weekly and monthly assessments and you will see the monthly assessment page. And so it's the very same one. Okay. So I encourage y'all to take some time and explore that worksheets page as well, because there's all kinds of great resources on there. So, all right, now let's go to, do y'all see my monthly plan and assessment? So I'm gonna go through this real quick. And don't forget, y'all, if there's anybody who wants to get coached on or just go through the worksheet together, even if you haven't totally finished it out yet, you don't have to have finished it. You don't have to even started it. We can go through it together. So just definitely raise your hand if you are interested in assessing the month and planning for the next month together. Okay, Mia, I see you. So if you want to get on in a little while, then you are first in line. All right, so I just wanted to show y'all what my monthly planning and assessment page looked like. So, and for those of y'all where this worksheet is new, we're just going to go through everything together. Let me know if you have any questions. But let me kind of start with, why do we do this? Right? Let's maybe just start with that question. Because why is it so important for us to assess our month, for us to plan and assess? I mean, we have this call every single month, right? And so why is it so important? And what I immediately go to is I think about the concept of hindsight bias, which is a fancy term for basically your brain doesn't remember very well. Your brain, you know, there's a part of your brain that does not have a very good memory in terms of like reflecting on our month. And also we know that our habit brain is always leaning toward the negative. So if we just, you know, sit here and say like, well, how did I do this month? Your brain's going to be like, well, okay, let's look for some problems. You know, let's look for some problems to solve, because that's what our habit brain is always looking to do. So it's always going to be kind of skewed to the negative. Like, it's always just going to be like, well, because I mean, I did this when I was assessing this month. I was like, well, there were a bunch of days in there I didn't make a plan. I think it was like half the month I didn't make a plan. Well, I went back through my data and y'all, I think I had like 4 days or something that I didn't make a plan. It wasn't half the month. It wasn't 15 or 16 days, but that's what your brain does. If we don't do something on purpose and look at our data, it's just going to be like, nope, we sucked. we sucked last month. Maybe we'll suck a little bit less next month. But y'all know that this is not what's going to get us to our goals and dreams, is sucking a little bit less. We've got to really get clear on what the facts and the data are about our month and focus on our wins, right? And so that is what this worksheet allows us to do. So yeah, hindsight bias. You can definitely, you know, Google it. I mean, it's a psychological term. And Corinne talks about it throughout No BS in different courses, but I don't know exactly where. We might be able to search for it and find it. But again, you can just Google it, because it's just a term that is, you know, we're always into brain science, and I'm a psychology major from way back when. So I love anything that has to do with the brain. So that's why we assess and plan every month. Okay. That's one reason. So, all right, let me kind of go through my worksheet here with y'all. So we have this, you know, with our No BS planner, we have one of these worksheets every month, because what we do is we start a new planner for the month, and we plan. And so when I started the new planner for October, I made a plan for October. And so y'all see that there's the starting weight and measurement. My starting weight was 155. On, you know, right on or around October 1st. Y'all, I don't overthink stuff. And I think one of the most valuable questions all of us No BS women can be asking ourselves is, am I overthinking this? That would be a good thing to put into the chat, Judith, for people to see, is, am I overthinking this? Because often we are. Because again, that comes from diet trauma, from diet mentality of there must be a perfect right answer for me to, you know, to be successful at this. And so if I'm not overthinking, you know, what am I going to do? And so again, I think I maybe weighed myself on October 3rd, because that I weigh myself on Mondays. And so that's the weight that I put down. Doesn't have to be exactly the first of the month. Okay. Another thing that I did imperfectly, I didn't measure myself in October. And that's totally optional for you. You know, another thing is that y'all don't have to fill out every single blank on every single worksheet to lose weight. Okay. Some of you all might want to do your measurements, because often measurements reflect our progress more than the weight does, more than the scale does. Dee Dee, I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. She kind of talked about how we're going to rate ourselves. I'll tell you. So, yeah. So let's just pretend it was October 1st. So I sat down to do this worksheet, and this is what you're going to do for November. You can do this today, right? It doesn't have to be exactly on the 1st, but you start out with rating yourself. So I'm going to go down to the ratings next. You rate yourself just where you are right now. Right? Just right here in this present moment, where do I think I am with these different categories? And so I'm going to go through mine, and then I'm going to give y'all like a fun little thing that I kind of came up with for those of y'all, this kind of the theme is the call, right? Of like, am I overthinking this? So let's just kind of go through these categories, and then I'm going to give y'all kind of a fun way to think about rating yourselves. So sleep quality, y'all, for me, sleep, knock on wood, I'm a good sleeper. I usually fall asleep on the couch watching TV about 7:45 most nights. And then I get up, my alarm goes off at 4:45, and I go to the gym most mornings. So I'm good with sleeping. So, but yeah, you all just want to, you know, rate yourselves. Stress levels. This is an interesting one. This is where you want to just kind of think about how you're thinking, right? Because thinking is what creates stress. And so kind of where are you? And I put myself as a 3 because I just feel like there's always kind of room for growth there. Ease around food is definitely something that I'm always just practicing and working on. So I rated 3 there. Energy and mood, this is a really big why for me, y'all, with losing weight and maintaining my weight. By the way, my weight range is 145 to 155. And so I'm at the higher end of my range right now, which is fine. it's still within my range. And, but y'all, I have really good energy and mood most days. And that is a huge why for me maintaining my weight. I want to have really good energy throughout the day. I don't want to have a crash in the afternoon like I used to before I lost weight. And so I love just being reminded of that when I was filling this out. Positive body talk is, that is something else that I'm really proud of myself, that I have always just had, you know, positive and good thoughts about me and my body. And so, again, that's just a strength of mine. But that may be something that you want to practice, you know, for this next month. And then some self-compassion and love is really where is something that I'm always working and on growing and just loving and having loving myself more and having more compassion. So, so some of you all may be filling this out and you're like, well, I don't know, maybe I'm a two or maybe I'm a three. Some of you all may have heard Corinne talk about this in the past, where there's a reason that we have four, a scale of one to four instead of a scale of one to five. Does anybody know? Tell me in the chat. This will be fun. Does anybody know why we have a scale of one to four instead of one to five or one to 10? There's actually kind of some science behind this. I was just wondering if anybody knew. Because Corinne has talked about it before, but I will just go ahead and tell y'all. Yes, there we go, Celeste. Celeste wins the prize, if I had a prize. Everyone is going to pick, if there's a middle number, like if it's one to five and three is the middle, our brain, there's probably a brain term for this too, but everyone is going to want to pick the, our brains are just want to pick the middle number. Like that feels, I think that's like, it feels safe to our brain to just pick the middle. And so when you're doing something like a scale like this, you want to avoid having a middle number so that you can really kind of engage your brain and really think about like, okay, what do I really want to rate myself and why? But I wanted to give you all another tool. So a lot of you all know about the phases of change. We teach the phases of change in, I believe it's lesson seven of module one of the No BS weight loss course. And there's Coach Judith being awesome. She is posting the direct link to that lesson. And some of you all have probably heard about the phases of change in terms of talking about like 20%, you know, like 0 to 20, 20 to 40, 40, you know, 80-20, right? Or 20-80, sorry, y'all. 20-80, 40-60, 60-40, and 80-20. And so, but I kind of laid it out here too. I thought it would be kind of interesting where it's like you could, these are the different phases of change. So the waking up phase, let me just kind of explain those really first. Yes. Thank you, Judith. Oh my gosh. That's amazing in the chat. Where she talked about how, and I'm going to talk about how, you can think about the ratings one to four as the phases of change. Okay. So number one on the rating could be you're in the waking up phase. And that means you're doing things up to 20% of the time. Okay. So it's like, oh, I mean, and I just like thinking about, that's what's so amazing about the phases of change. It's like, it's not like, well, I'm a one on stress levels. Womp, womp. I suck. No, it's like up to 20% of the time. My stress levels are, you know, are manageable. Go me. it just allows your brain to kind of turn things around where it's like you're always recognizing your wins, right? And that's what I talked about a minute ago. Number two could mean that you're in the momentum phase. Number two on the scale. That means that you're doing things up to 40% of the time. That's pretty amazing. Number three could mean you're in the make or break phase. Let me see where I was number three. So like for me, like with ease around food, I have ease around food. Yeah, probably about 60% of the time. I'm still working on my relationship around food, y'all. And I've been at this for, you know, a long time. And that's okay because I have ease around food around 60% of the time. And then number four on the scale could mean that you're in the habit phase where a lot of things that you're doing, like for me with sleep, and also like me with water, for example, I am getting in my sleep and my water probably even more than 80% of the time. But what I love about the phases of change is that the last phase, the number four, it doesn't mean ever still mean 100% of the time. Y'all, we're not ever getting to perfect. So just drop that dream right now. And the good news is that it's still not even, it's not required to be successful. I have lost my weight and I kept it off for about 6 years. My weight range of 145 to 155, and I have not been perfect ever, ever, ever. Y'all see, I still got some twos and threes on there. So I just always want to remind you all that perfection is never required. I was saying in the last call I did, there's no path to perfect. We are not on a path to perfect here. And it's just not required. And that's good news because perfect is like impossible. It's hard. It's not just hard. It's impossible. So I hope this helps some of you all think about, like, if you do overthink the 1 to 4 scale, then you could just think about it like the phases of change and kind of connect it to that. And so definitely in this call write-up, we'll do the link to the phases of change and do this amazing little chart. And we'll put it in the call write-up so y'all can get reminded of it. Okay, let's go on down to the questions, and then we'll get to on the assessment, and then we'll get to talking to somebody here. Okay, this month I want to work on. So again, this is what I did at the beginning of October. Okay, and then I'm going to show y'all my beginning of November plan as well. But at the beginning of October, I wanted to work on reducing overeating when I'm alone on the weekends. I don't know if we got any other deer widows here in the group. My husband is a big hunter, and when the fall comes, he is almost gone every weekend down to his deer camp. And so I have recognized a pattern, which I see as a huge win, that I overeat sometimes when he's gone and I'm by myself. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, it's a habit for sure. But I also have thoughts like, woe is me. It's so sad. I'm here by myself. Maybe I should eat to feel better. And, you know, I'm fully aware of that. I'm definitely working on all of that. And so, yeah, that was just something I wanted to work on. So, and I'll do that by, if I have urges on the weekends to overeat when Brad is gone, my husband, I develop some reach out options. I'm going to reach out to Coach Jane, who is a good friend of mine, and we are accountability partners. I can reach out to my husband and just let him know, like, hey, I really want something, and I've just decided I'm not eating. I mean, he doesn't even have to respond to me. Any of the amazing No BS coaches that I work with would be glad for me to reach out to them as well. And so I developed some reach out options. I also really committed to having really doable planning on the weekends so that I'm not, you know, restricting anything, but I'm also not eating, you know, overeating or eating when I'm not hungry. And then I also came up with a list of activities that I wanted to do on the weekends because I really do like being with myself and I like doing things, you know, I have hobbies and all kinds of things like that. So I just reminded myself of what I like to do. And then I said, I know I'd feel successful by the end of the month if I'm still in my maintenance range, if I feel really good in my body. And I mean, because when I overeat, I definitely don't feel very good in my body. I would feel successful because I'd be recognizing my wins, right? Even if I still did some overeating on the weekends, I want to recognize my wins. And so, and then the reach out. So I talked about that already. And so here is my, here we go. Here is, so the bottom part of this is where I'm assessing my October. And so my weight stayed the same, 155. And I know somebody had a question about my weight range, so I'll answer that in a minute. And then I rated myself again. And I will say that just to point out a couple of differences, everything was pretty much the same, except my stress levels actually kind of went down in terms of, like, I had more thoughts, more stressful thoughts this month. And that's just something I just want to get aware of. And like, that's the purpose of this assessment is just like, oh yeah, if I really reflect back on my month, right? If I don't depend on hindsight bias and I really just reflect back on my month, just in a compassionate, loving way with myself, like, yeah, I had some more, you know, stressful, some thoughts that created stress for me. And so I just want to get aware of those and kind of develop a plan for next month. So it says, did I work on what I said I would above? I said yes and no. I definitely, I don't think my overeating reduced very much in October. And I mean, you know, y'all, we got to be honest with ourselves on these things, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But I definitely worked on it in terms of like being a lot more aware of what was going on with, you know, just listening to my thoughts when Brad was gone and I was sitting in, you know, in the chair watching TV at night. I just really got aware of a lot of my thoughts. I journaled about some of them. I may have still chosen to eat. You know, it's that pause plus permission process where it's like I took a pause and like, what's going on and why do I want to eat? But I can still eat, you know, if I want to. So this month was really like the wins were about awareness and recognizing patterns. And this whole thing of like, I really have kind of a victim story about being here by myself that I just wanted to get curious about and look at, you know, from a very compassionate place. And so that's kind of where I am with working on this. So I said so much awareness around my thinking. I also learned, y'all, my habit tracker, which I like to print it out because I just like filling it out, you know, old school on paper when I usually do my other stuff on my iPad. I love having the habit tracker and I put it on my refrigerator. And I'll tell y'all, I was not perfect at filling it out every day, but having it on my refrigerator reminded me, gave me a little bit more reminder than having it like in my iPad, you know, where I don't see it every day. So that was something else that I noticed this week or this month that like, ooh, okay, I love having my habit tracker on my refrigerator so that I can just be reminded of the habits that I'm practicing. And the habits that I was practicing were making the plan, following my plan, and also doing a discovery worksheet every time I had an overeat. Was not perfect at that. I had 3 discovery worksheets this month and I had more overeats than that for sure. So y'all, we got to just start where we are. And it's like, okay, go me for doing 3 discovery worksheets. I want to bump that back up next month, but it's still not ever perfect. Okay. I just want to improve. I just want to make progress. I mean, that's how we keep going with this, y'all. Okay. So plan it. So what's one thing I want to work on next month that could be a game changer? And y'all, I like to, because I am maintaining my weight, anytime there's something that says weight loss, I just mark it out and I put weight maintenance. Because I just always like to remind my brain, like, no, we're maintaining our weight. We're not losing anymore. Even if I'm at the higher end of my range, and this is to kind of answer your question, Anonymous, who was in here about like being at the top of my range. No, I'm still in my range. And so I don't have any plans next month to like lose weight because I'm not losing weight anymore. I'm maintaining my range and 155 is part of that range. And so, because it's just never helped me to freak out a bit about being like, oh my gosh, now I got to lose weight to get down in the middle of my range. No, that's why I have a range. So 155 is just as fine as 145 or anything in between. But I also know that if I clean up a few of these overeats, I'll get back down in the middle of my range. I have been doing this long enough for years now. I know that. And that's why I know this range works for me. So it just doesn't help me. And it's not going to help y'all either to freak out about any number on the scale, even when you're in maintenance and you have a weight range. And I really recommend, especially at first, having a 10-pound weight range. That just gives you a lot of movement. And it gives you a lot of practice with being in a range. And I just decided to stay with it because it works for me. So, all right. So let me go on to go on to my November plan real quick. And then we will bring, let's see. There we go. Yeah, we will bring Miss Mia up here in a minute. All right. So this is for November, planning for November. And like I said, I mean, so this is just like a moment in time, like the 1st of November. Y'all could go ahead and do this now. You can wait until November 1st. But again, don't overthink it. I just decided to go ahead and do it yesterday because we're pretty close to the beginning of November. Okay. 155. That's where I am. And this is where I am in terms of, you know, the 1 through 4 range or the 1 through 4 scale. You know, I just checked kind of where I thought I was. Again, you can use those phases of change markers to help you with that. And what I want to work on with this month is planning and assessing every day. I mean, that is really like, because, you know, I discovered right through my data that I wasn't making a plan every day. And I think probably if I look back at my data, this just popped into my head, but I bet I would probably see a pattern of a lot of that happening on the weekend. And so if I just commit to planning and assessing every day and making that plan, especially on the weekends, that's going to help me in these areas, these other areas that I'm working on. I just know when I make a plan and I commit to something in my head, even if I give myself a bunch of options, y'all, I did that today when I made my plan today. Give yourself a lot of options because we might be going out tonight. I don't know, but I planned 2 drinks and out to enough is what I put on my plan. But y'all, we may end up staying here. It's raining nasty outside and we may end up staying here and I'll have some leftovers. And so that's fine too. Okay. So plan and assess every day. And then some of y'all may know I'm doing yoga teacher training right now. And I think going back to those stress levels that I got aware of last month, I know that doing some breathing exercises that I'm learning about in my yoga teacher training, and that also is part of our Trusting Your Body course that you all have access to. After you finish the NOBS course, by the way, they can be helpful for you too. We talk a lot about grounding exercises in that course. And that's what I think is really going to help with my stress levels is doing some breathing exercises. And so those are the two things that I am going to focus on this month. I'm going to track them through the habit tracker. And I know I'd feel successful about it at the end of the month is, you know, I definitely can look at the results of my habit tracker. I'm going to, you know, check and see if I'm in my maintenance range. Like I said, have good data on the habit tracker, and then always focusing on my wins. Always focusing on my wins. That is so key. And then I have an amazing reach out community, all the NOBS coaches, including Coach Judith, Coach Jane, my friend many of y'all know that I Marco Polo a lot, and then my husband, Brad. So that is what my November plan looks like. And then for the rest of this, you know, we will assess at the end of the month. So that is what the monthly plan and assessment looks like. So, okay. Maim says, can you talk about how it's not helpful to compare too far back, just to the previous month, not to what you were doing 6 months ago or a year ago? I mean, it all depends on how you think, Maim. You can absolutely compare 6 months ago, a year ago, because here's the deal. You can always find wins. I don't care if you weighed 100 pounds more than you do now, you know, a year ago. You can look back at your data a year ago and you can find wins, and you can also recognize your progress leading up to today. So all of our data is helpful, no matter what it says, because we can always recognize our progress, and we can also have love and compassion for that past version of us who was getting started and who was trying and who had committed to not give up. So I think all of our data, Coach Kim, who is no longer with us, but is just so special to me, she taught us data is delicious. And I always think of Coach Kim because she coined that phrase. All of our data can be delicious because we can just practice seeing it as numbers and as just facts. And then we get to choose how we want to think about it. And we can have compassion and love for ourselves now, in the past, and in the future. So that's what I got for you on that. All right. Let me stop sharing. Come on back here. And then let's get Miss Mia up and see what she wants to talk about. And y'all, let me know if you have any additional questions. Okay, let me kind of get you side by, let's see. I think I can pin you. Are you here?
I think I'm here. Can you see me?
I can't see you yet. Hold a minute. Let me see if.
Do I need to just
start your video? I think maybe that'll work.
Oh,
you are.
Yay. Hi.
I always like to see y'all if I can. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited that you chose me today.
Yes. Yes. Well, you raised
your hand. Data.
Awesome. All right. Well, tell me all the things. What you want to, kind of go through your worksheet or?
Sure. Well, or do you want a little background on me first?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Well, my name's Mia Rudolph. I'm a school nurse. Mm-hmm. I got to be coached, about a month and a half ago by Corinne, mm-hmm. and it was really enlightening.
Tell me what you learned. Why was it enlightening? What did you learn from your coaching?
Well, first of all, I had to do a lot of thought work, she helped me figure out that I needed to do some thought work around work, like my job as a school mm-hmm. nurse mm-hmm. and how I feel about it during the day. And sometimes how that poses me that in the evening. Oh, hey, I also just got joined by my daughter. Anyway, oh, this is my daughter, Gwenny. And anyways, we're actually homesick today. So it's been a bit of a trial. We were supposed to go to a cross-country meet for my oldest daughter. And this one here, unfortunately, has a bit of a fever. Yeah. So we couldn't go out on a big field.
Oh, and there's the kitty.
And we have a new cat too. So we've got all the things.
Love it. Love it.
Mother of three. So we're just rolling. And but yes, I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of things with numbers and evidence. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a bummer that we're homesick today, but wow, I'm so happy that I got to be on this call and talk to you. Cause I got all of my, numbers out, all my workbooks out since I've been a member since July the 22nd. Okay. But then in July or August, I went on a big old backpacking trip in the outer doors. So it was a little bit rough because if you've ever been backpacking before, every pound in your pack counts.
Yes, so you feel every pound. I haven't, but I've heard that. So you got a why. You got like a pretty strong why there.
I want to go backpacking again next summer. And I want to get fit for my daughters so they can see their mother have a positive body image, because I know from watching my own mom, who struggled with weight her entire life and said things that I just don't want revisited on my kiddos. I don't want them hearing like how their mama doesn't like her body, because I'm learning to love myself. And that's been big, you know, because I want my girls to love themselves too. Because I think
they're always listening, right? I have three sweet nieces and I keep them every week. And it's amazing what they hear. You don't even remember saying it. And they
bring it back. Right. I don't want them the whole, I can't wear those pants because they make my butt look big. No, I want them to wear pants, that they like. So anyways, so she's hearing all the things because she's just likes to hear all the things. Sorry about that. Okay. So I'm going to show you, in August, I did this form. Is this kind of the form we're working on a little bit? And it was great.
That is actually that's our previous worksheet. But I mean, some of the questions are similar. So why don't I you want me to just ask you the questions and then we can kind of go. Okay. Let's just do that. So, okay. So what about your starting weight and measurement for November? Like where you are right now?
Or October? We're in October still.
Well, no, let's just go ahead and plan for November. Let's just go ahead and do that. So, okay. So where are you right now? And kind of, you know,
I weighed myself yesterday, mm-hmm. On Friday. Mm-hmm. And I was 197.8.
Okay. Okay. So 197.8. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, no, let's go ahead and assess October first.
Okay.
So where were you at the beginning of October? Have you got that data?
I was 198.
Okay. Okay. So 198.
Exactly. 0.0.
Okay. And so, and then right now, so it looks like you just about maintained this last month.
Unfortunately, okay. Yes.
Okay. So how do you want to think about that? How do you want to think about that? You maintained just about.
Well, the goal is for me, I would like to try on 150. I think I could be 150 and be smoking hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's assess October and then see what we can do to kind of plan for November and get you moving towards that goal. So where were you like, okay, so at the beginning of October, but you didn't actually fill out the sheet at the beginning of October, right?
Well, I filled out my month plan and uh-huh. And I filled out because I got one of the last of the old books and I okay. do like the book. I'm just going to okay. say that I'm used to it. So I have my stats and I did mm-hmm. the measurements because okay. I do think those measurements are enlightening because the first book I had, I did the stats and I did the measurements and I was losing inches. Mm-hmm. Like right now I am in a size 14 pants. Mm-hmm. That's huge yeah. for me. Yeah. So yeah. I feel
so
like
that's such a great example, right? That it's not just about the number on the scale, that these measurements, these sizes, right, can be another measure of progress.
Yeah. I had to buy smaller pants or mm-hmm. I finally went and bought myself some smaller pants because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to have a fashion catastrophe at work.
Well, let's just focus on a few wins from this last month in terms of you know, like your weight stayed the same, but what were some wins, right? Like what changes did you notice this last month? That's one of the questions on the assessment is what changes did you notice beyond weight?
Well, I ran my first half marathon.
Well, just that, I mean, no big deal.
And amazing. Then for good yes. measure, I tried to run it again the next week, another half marathon. And I kind of hosed myself and I learned that you can't do that. You got to give your body some recovery time.
Well, that's a win right there, isn't it? In terms of just getting aware of your body and what it really needs and how important rest is and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a win. Mm-hmm. Another win is my accountability partner and I, we have been Marco Poloing and pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably Marco Polo her way more than she does me. And I hope I'm not annoying my accountability partner, but just knowing there's somebody out there and we are kind of working together on the October challenge and talking about what module we're listening to.
Yeah.
I think that's a win. I work in a school. So I love having worksheets and I love having paperwork. No. No. Does that sound like a nurse or what?
You paper. You love paperwork.
Love it. No, just I really am joking about that. I'm trying to be a little bit silly. So
and then this was the month that you also got coached by Corinne, right? I mean, did that happen in the last month?
I think it was last month.
Okay. Okay.
And I am another thing is I'm doing my habit tracker way more. I'm not lying about it. Let's get real. I think that was a little like back in August and September, I wanted to look good on paper, mm-hmm. but I don't think looking good on paper honestly does me any favors. Like I need to get, because obviously I'm not losing weight. I haven't lost weight. So I need to be really honest about my overeats. And I feel
like that's so huge. Right. And I think that's so important for everybody to get reminded of, right? With like, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves, but we're not honest because we think that we have to feel terrible, right? If we, you know, see these numbers and they're not as high as we wanted them to be or something. And like you're thinking, you know, you're calling it looking good on paper. And that's because you're judging yourself, right? You're thinking like this is good and this is bad, but it's just data, right?
And it's like, maybe I need to do some more thought work on that, looking good on paper. But I noticed I did it. And also, I'm going to also give you another statistic because I love numbers. Yeah. But I'm looking back at all my data, my discovery worksheets. And let's see, how many did I do? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I did.
Jeez. I'm excited. Now I'm ready for you to like tell me the number.
I did 18.
Yes.
But
I probably like, I probably had, I don't know how many overeats I had, but I mean, you know, I had done what did I say? 3 discovery worksheets. And you did. I mean, that is like such a win, right? Because every single one of those worksheets is an amazing gift to you, right? Well,
somebody said last week, the road to weight loss is paved with lots of discovery worksheets.
Well, that, I mean, I mentioned that in a call I think I did last week. Coach Heather has talked about it. I mean, we all talk about it because, and Corinne has actually said, you know, I would not have lost my weight if it hadn't been for my overeats.
Yes. Right?
Like they are part of the journey and we can learn from them and grow from them and also just, but also just practice doing them and not beating ourselves up that we're actually human.
And you, Betsy, I think that I'm kind of looking at, I'm trying to look at my discovery worksheets and be proud of it. Yeah. I'm actually looking at when I do my data tracker and like, okay, I put down, no, I did not stay on plan. And no, I over, like when I track, when I overeat, I just look at it like that is me being honest with myself. And the more honest I get with myself, that's maybe hopefully going to flip this dialogue. Like where that's
such a win.
Getting into the weight loss. And so when I started the program, I was 193. Mm-hmm. And then I went backpacking and then school began and I'm up to 198. So yes, I've actually gained weight by starting the program.
Okay. So how do you want to, what's the story you want to tell about that? Cause we just got some facts, right? We just got some numbers. We got 193, we got 198.
Yeah.
Where do we want to go from here? What's the story you want to tell? Huh?
I want to go down.
Okay. You've learned a lot in those 5 pounds, right? You gained 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But think about all the wins and the learning that you've had in those 5 pounds that you're going to take with you on the way down now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, again, we all gain weight sometimes and we can sit in, you know, woe is me and I'll never do this and I might as well quit. Or we can sit in, or we can sit with, okay, here I am. I love myself anyway, no matter what. And where are we going? Back at it. Back at it is one of my favorite little mantras because it's 3 short and simple words. And it just gets me out of, you know, beating myself up and all of that. Just back at it.
Well, I do notice like after I do a big run, like those 13 mile runs, mm-hmm. I will be 5 pounds up the next day.
Okay. So you know that about you, right? And you know, that's not 5 pounds of fat.
That's like 5 pounds of water and, muscle tears. And like, what is that? The, it's your body repairing, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's your body kind of holding on to water because it's repairing all those muscles. So that's not a problem, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did do a pretty good run yesterday. I did a good 3 mile run and could I be up to, you know, today? Probably because I did a decent run yesterday.
So that's something, that's another win that you kind of got really good data on and that you kind of got understanding of this last month where it's like, okay, weighing myself for like data purposes, you know, it's helpful at this time, but it's not helpful right after a big run.
Right.
It's not accurate. You know, and so that's another win that you got. That's some more learning. So let's, before we get out of here, I want us to focus on next month.
Yes.
And what is one thing you want to work on next month that could be a game changer in your weight loss, getting that scale moving down? One thing.
Clean up the eating after dinner, clean up those overeats, right? Is that what I mean, that's where I can see in my data is where I'm being hosed, is like the overeats at night, overeating dinner, sometimes overeating lunch at my desk.
Okay. Okay. So let's just hone in on this overeating at your desk.
You think that's the easiest thing up, maybe?
Yeah. Let's just focus in on that right now. Just, you know, while we're here together, like, what's it going to take? What's your plan for, you know, for eating to enough at your desk?
Well, I mean, I like to give myself a piece of chocolate with lunch. Mm-hmm. What if I eat my piece of chocolate first, mm-hmm. and I kind of divide my lunch already in half and like even toss out half the lunch, like the actual healthy, good food.
Let's meet yourself where you are, right? If you really want that chocolate, yeah, like eat the dessert first and really savor it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then continue to listen to your body as you're eating your lunch. You can definitely like, you know, half it. And then use our halftime method, right? Where it's like eat half and assess, take a few minutes to assess where you are. And you don't have to throw it out necessarily. You could eat more if you think you are not at enough. But I think for you, like with the, I'm kind of just picturing like your desk at work, like
it's small and beds on it. And there's a lot of kids in and out, in and out.
Well, there needs to be some sort of pattern interrupt when you know you're at enough, you know, at your desk. What can you do to like trigger your brain to be like, okay, we're done?
Well, I have a 1:15 like buzzer on mm-hmm. my phone that goes off and on my watch, you know, like mm-hmm. that says stop eating, see mm-hmm. if you're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's not really, that doesn't exactly help me. I mean, I've had it there for, a week, and it's kind of more annoying that my watch is.
Okay. Your brain's kind of gotten used to it. I have an idea of just like, when you know you're done, you immediately get up from your desk, you put your food away, you throw it away, or you put it away wherever in the fridge or whatever. And like you move your body, right? I mean, you just get up and move. And do something. I mean, it can literally be like you get up, you put your food away, and then you just sit right back down. But there's something that you need to kind of take some movement action to remind your brain that like, oh, we're done eating. Like eating time is over.
The only thing is I do have kids that will walk in all the time while I am trying mm-hmm. eating my lunch, mm-hmm. like, or like they get their head bumped outside. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of interrupts in mm-hmm. my lunch. So I do feel like that is but I'm hungry, you know, like during recess time, or, you know.
So you're not going to keep eating, right? When these kids come in and need help.
Oh no, I stop.
And so that's just like, okay, so you stop, you treat the kid, you come back, you keep eating, right? We can do it. I mean, our brain is pretty darn, you know, complex, right? You can tune back into your body. And keep eating.
Yeah.
So I think for you, it's like, you know, you may be kind of hearing a story about like, well, but it's harder for me. You know, the kids keep coming back in and da, 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 da. And it's like, no, I can do this. My brain can still do this. Right. Mm-hmm. This is the career and the job I love. I mean, I heard your call. I mean, you love it. Right. This is what you love to do. Mm-hmm. And so let's figure out how to do what you love to do and achieve your goals at the same time.
Yeah.
Not complicated. You just get back to eating. And then when you're done, again, even if nobody's in there, you just stand up and you tell yourself you're done.
Do you suggest doing dinner as well? You know, grab the leftover dishes while my family's still eating and start.
My husband and I eat a lot together, like for dinner. And he sometimes eats a little bit slower than me, and he's a clean plate club and all that. And that's him. But like, when I know I'm done and there's still food left, it's like, I'm not sitting here with this food in front of me. I'm not doing that. I'm making this easy for myself. I'm getting up and I'm going to start cleaning up while he finishes eating.
Right. And, I do that with my kids and like lately we've had a lot of trouble trying to sit down as a family because of all the kids' practices. So I'm kind of like, okay, it's a win if I can at least get two kids at the table at the same time.
Progress, right? Small wins.
And my girls
level ups.
And my girls have been cooking too, so that helps. It takes them off of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not the kitchen grab assing, you know, while I'm cooking. So they're helping. So
right. Well, I want you to fill out your plan for November, where you're going to totally focus in on this overeating, right, at meals. We kind of developed a plan for lunch, and then you've already kind of got one going for dinner. And that's what the one thing I want you to focus on for this next month.
What about eating after dinner? Do you have any suggestions, like going back to the pantry?
Are you closing the kitchen is always the big go-to for there, where it's like, I mean, I don't know where your kitchen is situated in your house, but often there's absolutely no reason for us to go back into the kitchen after we're done at dinner. And like, I like to pretend there's like an imaginary line, you know, there's like an imaginary force field in my kitchen. And I mean, and you can turn off the light, right? Like clean up everything, turn off the light. And, but then also get your kids on board and your husband, like, hey, y'all, like the kitchen is closed and I may want to go get something, but I want y'all to help keep me accountable. Let's get these people in our house with us, on board with us, helping us.
Yeah.
So do that. That's what I encourage you. Like, I love how Corinne talks about, you know, she says, you know, Chris, don't let me order that fourth glass of wine at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to want to. I'm gonna be buzzed and like, you know, like, ooh, trying to, you know, and she's like, just help me, just, you know. And so I'm like, let's get these people helping us. Your kids would probably love that. Like, it's like a game. Like, don't forget, mom, the kitchen's closed.
Yeah.
And so you're not gonna want, you know, you're gonna want to do what they want to do, right? So let's make it fun and just close the kitchen as a family. That's what I suggest for that. All righty. All right. I can't wait to hear what you accomplish in November. All right.
Where do I put that information?
Well, I want you to, you know, you can definitely post in the Facebook group and you can tag me.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm doing this call next month. If I remember correctly, I'm doing this very same monthly planning and assessment. And so you could just jump back on and we could do a little review of the month. Oh.
That's so cool.
Yes. And you can talk about your progress. So, and even if it's not me, even though I think it is, even if it's not me, you can just jump on and say, hey, I talked to Betsy, you know, last month, and I wanted to give you all, you know, kind of an update on my progress for November.
Okay.
All right. It was so good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. Okay. Well, you didn't leave me any questions. Judith, but I did see, I wanted to just see a couple more minutes. I know there was a question about kind of what is off plan. And so I saw that, yeah, from Becky. I did want to talk about that real quick because I've been working with some of my private clients on this, where it's just like, I really recommend so that we got this habit tracker, right? And as part of our planner. And you all can definitely track. So Becky's question, first off, is if I eat one thing that is off plan, is the entire day off plan for purposes of the habit tracker specifically? I recommend that you start tracking each meal and whether you were on plan or off plan for each meal. I think that's just some amazing data for a lot of y'all to start tracking, because then you start to see patterns, right? Just like Mia knows where her overeating happens. It happens at lunch when she's sitting at her desk, and it happens at dinner, you know, when she's sitting with her family, and then it happens after dinner. And so y'all can start tracking your overeats in your habit tracker. You can say like, okay, lunch, dinner, I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. A lot of us don't even overeat at breakfast very often. Some of us might, but you can just try, and you can track whatever specific meals you want to. And so if there's not enough, like, you know, on the habit tracker, I know we suggest things that you want to track, but all you got to do is just scratch it out and put lunch, overeats, and just track. Y'all can track whatever you want in your habit tracker. The power of this worksheet, y'all, is one of the most powerful things we have here inside NoBS, because you start to see your patterns. And like, again, our brain doesn't see that on its own. It's because of that hindsight bias that I talked about earlier. our brain just doesn't, it doesn't have the ability to like scan the whole month as a whole on its own. We got to keep this data so that we can really recognize these patterns and say, okay, this is where my work is, right? This is what I need to focus on. I don't need to focus on overeats at breakfast. I need to focus on overeating after dinner, like Mia, right? And so, yeah, so you can just scratch out whatever is, you know, whatever's written up there. If you don't want to track that, what did I say, y'all? Remember, don't overthink this. Don't try to be perfect at this. Make it work for you. All right. Oh my gosh, this was so much fun. Coach Judith was awesome. Mia was awesome. I just love being on here with y'all. And I, like I said, I think I'm going to be back on next month at the end of November. For I think it is because it's the weekend of Thanksgiving and I'm working that weekend. So I'm going to be here with y'all that Saturday after Thanksgiving. So if any of y'all are hanging out with family or, you know, just doing your own thing and you want to jump on with me on that call, then we will assess November and we will plan for December. So don't forget that. We're also, some of us are kind of going through the Handling the Holidays course, and this is for our current, or our, not our current, but our members that have been around for a while, because if you're new, you definitely always want to be focusing on the No BS Weight Loss course, and then you can do our other courses, right, later. They'll always be there for you, but Handling the Holidays is such a fun course that we do this time of year, so that we can help our members, you know, get through the holidays if that's what they celebrate, or just this time of year where even if you don't celebrate Christmas or even if you don't, you know, you don't actually celebrate the holidays, but there's just more food around sometimes this time of year, right? And it's just cold and, you know, we're inside a lot. And so I really encourage y'all to check out that Handling the Holidays course. And we'll be talking some about that this next month. But our next call, let me bring up the calendar. Our call, stay tuned tomorrow. We have weight loss coaching and our maintenance call. So we have weight loss coaching with Corinne at 11 a.m. Central. And then we've got maintenance with, I'm not sure who. I think maybe Coach Christie's been doing those maintenance calls. And so, but yeah, we'll have a call totally focused on maintenance tomorrow. So yes, it's Christie. Okay. Thank you. All right, guys. So stay tuned for those calls. And then I will see you guys next month for planning and assessing. All right. Have a good rest of your day. See ya. Bye.